It wasn't, I was never mad at God, wasn't disappointed in God. I would always think about, well, I must be missing it here. I must be missing it somewhere. And I didn't condemn myself about it. I realized, I just admitted, that I wasn't Mr. Perfect. And sometimes when we get in a place of getting mad at God or disappointed in God, we almost think, well, we're perfect enough, God, to get everything, every blessing there is. Why wouldn't you give it to me? I mean, that's the only thing I can think of why you'd get mad of God. I realize my limitations. If it wasn't for the grace of God, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd still be back there lost. But I thank God for His grace. And I realize, I mean, I've gone home from meetings before, and I thank God for every one of you. I love you. I believe, you know, I don't know, God is just changing me more and more every day. I get excited. I know ministers that really dread Sunday. They dread that. And it's sad, but I know ministers that would wish that it would storm every Sunday. You might find that funny, but that's the truth. Because they are so discouraged. They're so drawn down. But I don't know, but God just seems to stir in me. I mean, I can get going on Saturday night and I start to get excited about Sunday morning, just meeting with you. I just get excited about being together. There's just something that stirs on the inside of me. And you might say, well, Pastor, I don't feel that way. I don't get excited. Well, I can't help it. I do. And I'm convinced that maybe if you followed some of the things that I have done in order to prepare for Sunday, maybe you'd get excited too. There's an excitement to me about when the body comes together and the Spirit of God begins to move. And I can see, you know, I know some of your lives. Most of you, I know your lives. I know what it's like. And I see what God has done in it. I see what God has taken you out of. And I see the glory of God on you because of His grace that has been ministered to you. To me, that's awesome. It's awesome to experience God in every way. God is not disappointing you, no matter where you're at in life. God wants to encourage you. He says, I'm for you and not against you. I want to give you a hope and a future if you'll just believe, if you'll come to me, if you'll lay it all down. He desires to do that. He's not condemning you. He's not condemning you. I want to say that enough in here so you'll get that so deep down within you that when you go out there, you won't even have to think about it. You'll just know. You'll hold your head up high and say, I'm a child of the living God. I have the Holy Spirit working on my behalf. He's my comforter and He's my guide. He'll lead me in paths of righteousness. He is my righteousness. I mean, when we think about it, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, He who had no sin became sin for me that I might become the righteousness of God. Now, the only way we can get that and enjoy that is by faith. I mean, how many of us feel righteous all the time? Does that mean you're not righteous? We got to pray for you, boy. Boy, I think I seen an angel with a sword there. You just took it down in time. But it takes faith to believe that you're righteous. It takes faith. We are righteous all the time, but just sometimes we don't feel it all the time. It takes faith to believe that we are the righteousness of God. Wow. We can't claim that scripture without faith. And so we need to use that in every area. When I'm feeling down and gloomy, I'm just going to believe that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I receive the joy of the Lord. I've said this many times. I'm going to say it again. Because people, I'm telling you, I can only give you what God has given me. I can't make something up and just teach and say, this should work. I got to know if it works for me. And if it works for me, then I'll share it with you. And I know one thing Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. They are either spirit and they are life or they're not. And are we going to choose to believe that they are spirit and they are life? And so if Jesus' words is spirit and life, then when I read His word, I can receive life, an impartation of the life of God into me. And I'll tell you, when you receive an impartation of the life of God in me, there's no doom and gloom attached to that life of God. It is the joy of the Spirit that comes. So when I take His word And I began to read it, and sometimes I stop and I say, Lord, now I know that Jesus said, your words are spirit and they are life. So when I read your word now, God, I thank you for the impartation of the life of God that comes into me. I thank you that I receive that life of God that comes from the word as I read it. We can read that, or we can sometimes have a prophetic word, a word from the Lord that might come to us through another individual or through the Lord speaking to our own spirits through prayer. But his words will give us life if we'll believe for it. If we'll believe. That's in there all the time. And all the blessings and anointings of God come by faith. Glory to God. Ha ha. Sepa baba suto babarasinde la barosondo, kolo babasende la babasondo. For you have heard the answer to the need or the trouble that you are walking into. Now release the faith that comes to you through my son, and you'll be established. Do not any longer be complacent about your situation. Rise up within you and take by force the kingdom of God. Receive the kingdom of God into your heart and into your spirit to move you from that gloomy place. For the Spirit of the Lord will release joy if you will receive it by the faith that has come in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've just seen a picture, it seems, in the spirit of some people who have been dabbling in something, not necessarily dabbling in it, but they are allowing the situation, allowing it to continue, where they've got to get mad in the spirit and refuse to allow that thing that's dogging you so long. In fact, some have walked in it for so long, they think it's just a part of their life, rather than realize that it's not part of the kingdom of God at all. You need to read the scriptures about the kingdom of God. See what kind of attitudes and grace and blessing happen in the kingdom of God. And if that's contrary to what you're walking in, then realize it doesn't belong in your life. Realize that the kingdom of God is a kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy. And if there are things in your life that's not bringing you righteousness, peace, and joy, you have to double check. And I'm not saying that heaping condemnation if you're walking into it, but I am saying this, take notice of it and be determined to do something about it, to make a shift. Don't let that thing hang on to you any longer. There are things that will dog us. You see, when everything's going right, these things of the world sometimes that are hanging on to us, it doesn't seem like there's much problem in the, you know, it's not bringing us, we can tolerate it. And so we don't get mad. We don't rise up against us. But what happens when things shift a little bit, when those very things that you could, it wasn't difficult to tolerate before, now become a real hazard in your life, now become something that is really a major issue. It's destroying a relationship or something like that. Then, you know, if you had began to dealt with it when it wasn't that bad, it'd be a whole lot easier. You know, if there's things not right in your life, take notice now. Give notice to that situation now. Begin to deal with it now, rather than when it goes, the roots go down deeper and you begin to take, it's a lot harder to dislodge. When a spirit of fear comes upon you, when a spirit of fear tries to come and harass you, when a spirit of fear comes upon you in such a way that it'll even cause you, you know, the hair in the back of your neck to stand up and all kinds of things happen to you, whenever that comes, immediately say, oh, no, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against you, spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, you're not getting on me. But if you'll allow it, if you'll walk into it and start to do things to accommodate that fear, the roots begin to go down deeper and deeper and deeper. And it's a lot harder to dislodge when you get those roots down really, really deep, when they've been there for a while. And some things can grow pretty quick. Mike, you've been digging up some hostas for us around here. And he was telling me how he has to do that. And man, you got to get in there with the shovel and you got to dig down there and you got to separate them and their roots go deep and they want to hang on. Well, the longer something is in there, the further the roots go. And it's the exact same thing in the spiritual, folks. If you're going to baby a thing that's going on in your life and just allow it to continue, just remember, there's something happening. The roots are going down deeper and deeper and deeper. But I thank God, with God, there's always a way out. They'll never go down so deep that God can't remove them. But it may be a little bit more difficult for us to get in line with what it's going to take to root those things up. You know, there's people who have to adjust their lifestyle in order to get to break certain habits in your life. Same thing in the spiritual. But I want you to know, when you look at the kingdom of God and you begin to see how to live in the kingdom of God, and you begin to practice these things over and over again, it gets so that it comes out of you automatically. It's not something you no longer work at. It's something that just comes. When you're going through long seasons of prayer, for instance, sometimes, you can begin to, before you even realize it, you're praying. And this has happened to me many times. I'd be going down the road, and suddenly I realize that I have been praying in tongues. I've been praying in the spirits, and I never really, I don't know when I started, and sometimes I can be working or doing something, and just, it's automatically there. It comes automatically. You and I, are when we live in heaven throughout eternity, you know what? We're not going to have to work at being good. We're not really. In fact, everything that's not good is going to be so distasteful. So distasteful. So distasteful. Everything that's not good is going to become so distasteful that we'll run the other way. We'll run. Glory to Jesus. Father, we just pray for Charlie and Connie right now. We just worship you, God. We thank you, Father, for your anointing. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just stand in faith, Lord, believing, God, that their position, you have put them in a position of influence, God, in our government. And we ask for protection upon them in the name of Jesus, Lord. I speak specifically, Lord, upon Charlie's mind, dear God. I ask that you would grant unto him the mind of Christ in every situation, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we stand against any confusion that would try to come to his mind, dealing with so many issues. God, we thank you for your ability working in them, God. And I pray, Father, that you would give them both a constant reminder that it is you who has your hand upon their lives, dear God. It is you who has put them in this place of influence, and it is you who will keep them there as long as you desire, Lord. And it is you who will open the doors for them to walk through, doors of influence, God, doors that you desire, that their position comes from you and not from man. Lord, I pray, God, that you would constantly remind them of that, Father, as they walk in humility before you and man in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak blessing upon them, God, blessing upon their family, Father. May they be have great influence in everything that they put their hand to in the name of Jesus, and may they always walk in the integrity that God has caused to work in them. We pray in the name of Jesus, and we bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let's stand up and let's just worship God a little bit as we close the service this morning. See, what I try to do is minister to you from a place in the Spirit that when I was worshiping this morning, I just felt I was thinking about the anointing that Jesus walked in when he was here. How he constantly reminded all the people around him of his Father. He always said that it is not me who does the work, but the Father in me. And he said, I'm not alone because the Father is with me. The Father, he made so much of the Father. He made so much of the one who was above him. And I just thought, Lord, how can I do that? How can I make much of the Lord Jesus Christ? How would he minister today? What are the things that he would say? And I just kind of desired to flow in that and just kind of throw out what I felt the Lord, what I was working on, let me put it that way. And I know the Lord, I've been endeavoring to finish this message on the things that discourage and how to defeat them. And I thought I was going to get through it today, but I didn't even get on it at all, for the most part. And I know he wants me to, because I know he gave me that message. But this morning I felt that the Lord wants you to stir up your faith in believing that you are a glorious church, and that the church has so much to offer. And I want to hear some testimonies. Well, not now, but I want you to come to me. If you feel that you have testimony in your heart that you want to share what God has done in your life, like what you were, and now look what God has done. It's amazing. And some of us, you know, when we hear others share about the things that God has done in their lives and what He's taken us from, we're astounded, because some of us think, hey, that's exactly the things I was dealing with. I never knew that they lived that kind of a life. And then when you begin to hear what they've come out of, you give glory to God for what He has done. You give glory for the work of the Lord in your own personal life and in the other. Doesn't it bring you awesome joy when you see somebody else coming out of darkness, praising God? You know, when I look around sometimes and see people just lost in worship and tears running down their face because they're so thankful for what God has done, my heart just leaps for joy. And look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.